Hello, hello, hello. It is the Boston Medium. Yes, Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO 91.5 FM Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Oh, I am excited. Two whole hours with me. Two whole spiritual, spirit uplifting, magical moments and hours. All just with me. Oh, I'm so excited. Did you guys miss me? You know what I was thinking when I got here? Right when I pulled up, I was like, why can't every day be Tuesday? I was just like, why cannot every day be Tuesday? That would just be heaven. That would be magical. That would just be the total vision. I hope everybody had a rejuvenating, reviving week. Oh, last week's show was so amazing. And it just, doing that live reading. We will not have live readings today, but definitely next week we are going to have live. The line will be open for live readings. That was just phenomenal. Thank you to Christine who called in. It was just so uplifting. Every time I do this, it's always brand new. It's nothing that's ever, that's the thing. I don't get jaded by it. It always seems brand new every single time. I'm not kidding. It seems like I'm doing it for the first time when I'm acting as a medium. And it's just really special. It's really phenomenal. It's just something that I absolutely love doing with all my heart. So thank you so much for tuning into that. Are we going to do our meditation? Of course, we are going to do our live meditation. I was very inspired this morning by a meditation I did. And it was actually a meditation on freedom. And so I wanted to, I felt that was the calling and the message for today. And we can really cultivate and bring in that energy of freedom. I mean, look how good that feels. Really, just like, what a better meditation. And I was just really, when I did this meditation, it was so relaxing. It was unbelievably relaxing. And I just felt like I was right at the place where I was supposed to be. I was at the exact spot, at the exact time, at the exact moment, at the exact frequency, and just really feeling loved. Feeling loved from the core of my being is the correct words, is the correct answer for that. And so for the next 2 hours, we will be playing some awesome music. I've got a really exciting playlist. I'm so excited. Every week I'm excited for the playlist. We got some awesome doo-wop. Ugh, I'm really liking this whole doo-wop thingy. So I think I'm going to be incorporating more and more doo-wop every week. I just, you know, it's my thing and I don't get to, you know, I don't really get to hear. We don't really get to hear as much doo-wop on the radio playing. And I'm just like, come on, let me keep that alive. So we got that. I got some, I don't know if you know the Addicts punk band, old school punk from the 80s, 80s, 70s. I mean, currently now, but they've definitely got that whole 80s spirit and that 80s vibe I love. So I'm going to be playing some Addicts, Adam and the Ant. Yeah, I just got a little 80s today, and that's what, I'm an 80s baby, and I go out and I dance to 80s, so I'm really on the 80s vibe, and I got some interesting, I got music from Xanadu. We got some Andrew Sisters, Big Bopper, 50s. We got some punk. I got a lot of punk on the list today. I'm really excited about that. So we got an exciting show. And so also, I will be playing music from A Clockwork Orange. Yes, Stanley Kubrick came into my dreams, y'all. He came into my dreams this week. So he was the magical spirit, and not one did I get one, but I got two spirits who came into my dreams. We got Stanley Kubrick and we got Robin Williams. They both came into my dreams. And these things, you know, when spirits and I've been talking to dead entertainers for a while, and you know, they're just not here to appear and entertain. They have something very important and something very valid. And I'm sorry to say, no, I'm not sorry to say this, but like, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but they've gotten me to this point because I said yes to this, that vision, because I was just, I've listened and I followed the guidance. I've gotten to this point of my life. This whole radio thing happened because of them. This whole going public about being a medium happened because I realized I had a gift to talk to dead celebrities and dead entertainers. And not only were I was able, can we just made a new word right now and it's called apable. I was about to say I was just capable of giving messages from them, but also creating art inspired and music. So both of them are very important to me because I've made both music and art from Stanley Kubrick and Robin Williams. So I will be going into that more today, my experiences. It's really phenomenal. There are really some interesting paranormal things that basically occurred. So I can't wait. We can stay tuned into that. So, and just so excited to be here. Like I said, I wish every day was Tuesday. I'm getting the giggles. I was just like, and by the way, when I was coming here, I was just like, oh, I just feel this feeling of just so elated. Like, like, I swear, if you were to like come here and meet me one-on-one and feel my energy, you would have thought that I was on something. I'm not on anything. If you ever meet me in person, like sometimes I'm really just chill and just, you know, kind of like chilling, but sometimes I'm really like highly energized. And no, that's not a disorder. And no, I'm not on stuff. I am, it's about connecting with spirit. It's about getting in the mode and getting into, but you know what? I've been, even when I'm calm, people are just like, whoa, all this energy. And it's like the, you know, I was told one time, it's like the video game where the, you know, when you play like Mortal Kombat and the figurine is just kind of moving and it's not going, like, you know, when it's waiting to fight, but it's still kind of moving. Someone said, described me as that. So even when I'm not up and about and like hyper, I'm still highly energized, and I think that is hilarious. Oh man, wow, so I'm really excited for this. Ultimate Freedom, Mystic Lucid Dreaming music. Ultimate Freedom, Mystic Lucid Dreaming. All right, I gotta log that in. Wait, what is that called? Mystic Lucid Dreaming. All right, Mystic Lucid Dreaming. Are you feeling that dreamy vibe coming in? Well, I'm getting you ready. What is it? Ultimate freedom. Ultimate freedom. Sorry, I'm just having like a spelling bee over here while I'm talking to you. Just kidding. Woo! I didn't know freedom was spelled with two R's. Just kidding. So I am really, really excited about what we're going to be entering into. It's just, I just felt this, sorry. When I was pausing for a moment, I just felt the spirit come in. And it was really harnessing of, we are going to be opening up. So get ready. Everybody listening out there who's getting ready for the guided meditation, breathe it on in. Breathe it on in. And we're going to breathe it on out. First, let's get nice and relaxed and calm. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. So as we are here in this infinite moment, we can feel ourselves opening up. This intention right now we send out to the universe to become more free, and freeing our minds, freeing our consciousness, freeing our souls, just being in the state of more freedom. Acting from true authenticity. As we are here and we call this intent, spirit brings us directly to the cosmos. We are here and we imagine ourselves transform we transform into this beautiful, magical rocket ship. Before we go on this magical rocket ship, we are remembering our connection to the Earth, and we are grounding first. So before takeoff, we're grounding. We're gonna do the countdown. The countdown is going to be the grounding and the uplifting. And imagine yourself, this beautiful rocket ship. Before we take off, what does your rocket ship look like? Is your rocket ship painted with all different kinds of colors? Did you design a logo? Does it have your favorite things, pictures on it? How, if you had a rocket ship, what would it look like? Imagine that rocket ship right now. I see my rocket ship. Decorate it, have fun with it, paint it, do everything you can to make your rocket ship beautiful and expressing you. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. So now that your rocket ship is beautiful and we're here and we're grounded, let's do the countdown. I'm gonna count down from 5. And as we hit the 1, we are gonna shoot into outer space. Our minds are going to expand. Our consciousness is going to open. And we are going to connect with our higher selves, true authentic beings, and all the spirit guides. And wonderful, beautiful, spiritual aliens that are here to help us and assist us and bring love and support and are connected with the angelic realm. In 5, 4, 3, 2, the magnificent force. Feel the engines, the fire underneath you. Feel that fire and that passion inside of you right now. You are so alive in this moment. You have it all. You are dedicated to your purpose. You are dedicated to your spirit and your soul. Oh, you are that magic, that magnificence. Oh, a part of the cosmos that is never ending, is never beginning. As we go into outer space, you see all the stars. We see that dark, dark sky filled and lit up with all the stars and all the planets. The rocket ship brings you closer and closer and closer. Guess where we're going? Oh, I made this a surprise. We're going back home. Yes, we're going back home to where we came from. That beautiful planet. That beautiful planet that's yours. We're going back home. You look outside your window of your rocket ship. You see all the magnificent stars greeting you, lighting the way. Oh, now it is just pure light. Pure light, iridescent shapes, opal, rainbow, sparkles, lights. And we come closer and closer. The rocket ship brings us to a portal. And every portal has different colors down this tube, down this tunnel we're going through. Every color as we pass through lights up of your chakras, the color of your chakras. And it starts down from the red and goes up from your feet to your head. You are getting cleansed right now. You are getting fueled and vibrant right now. You are getting cleared right now. Your chakras are all aligning as we go home. They're getting us ready to go back home and connect. Here we're eternal. We are eternal and magnificent beings, shining our light. As we come closer and closer to the end of the tunnel, and as all of our chakras are aligned, we get to the end of the tunnel. Oh, it's so beautiful. Every single person's planet is different. Your planet is going to look different than mine. What do you see? That's all for you. Who is there greeting you? Because all of your loved ones are there greeting you. All of your higher beings, your archangels, all of the things you connect with. All of the elements, deities, saints, ascended masters. All those things, whoever it is, fairies, gnomes, aliens, everyone that you connect with are there to greet you and welcome you home. What do you see? Do you see a big giant gate? Do you see green grass? Do you see purple water? Do you see pink skies? Do you see blue pavements on the street? Do you see big giant candy cane peppermint sticks? What do you see? This is your world. These are your rules. This is your magnificence expressed. Are there animals here? Is there a dog here to greet you? Is there a spirit animal? Do you have a spirit who's passed on and has come to greet you? What's here? Where are your favorite places to go? What are your favorite smells? What are your favorite food? This is all you. This is all your world. All your happiness is right here. This is all about you. Because you, my dear, are the absolute center of the universe. The absolute center of the world. You matter so much in this moment. Not only in this moment, but always. That's why you're here. Something wanted you to be here, and that's why you are taken care of and loved so much. This is your world and your rules. Anything goes. What makes you smile? That awakens that joy, that jubilation, that celebration, that childlike, angelic love, that artistic nature, that creativity. That energy, what is it? So as we come here to our world and we see our beautiful world, we see a huge castle and a kingdom that belongs to us. We see that beautiful, magnificent castle and kingdom that is ours. And as we come and we are greeted by all our loved ones. There is a crown and a throne for you, and we get closer. You come into the castle, you sit on your throne, and you welcome in. They all bow to you. They are so excited and happy that you found you. And you remember exactly who you are. Oh, we are so grateful that you found you. Because when you find you, you make the world on planet Earth so much better. You make the world on planet Earth so much happier, so much joyful, so much healthier, so much abundant, so much more rich and alive. Creative. Oh, when you connect with you and your authentic being. You light up the world, and you are a blessing to us. And everyone in your kingdom says thank you. Everyone in your kingdom cheers you on and says thank you. We are all rooting for you. Dance, jump for joy. Hear the music playing, the celebration. All your favorite wonderful things are here. So take a nice deep breath in and exhale. It is time to come back to planet Earth and share what you saw. Share what you have. Share your activation of freedom, because that freedom, it puts freedom in everyone else. Your freedom is a never-ending waterfall of giving. And you give that freedom to every single person who is around you. Feel the magnificence. Feel how good it is to be alive in this moment. Feel all the love that's surrounding you. Feel the plentitude. Your rocket ship is coming back. Say goodbye to all your entities, your kingdom. Because you know what? We're not saying goodbye for good. We're just saying it's time to come back to Earth and be an Earth. Your loved ones, your spiritual team, your spiritual army, all your elements, they're always here with you. You can always go back whenever you want. That is for you. When you're getting drained, when you're forgetting, that's for you to go back and refuel, and always remember that. Always remember that. Don't ever forget that. Thank you so much. Thank you. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Hoo-wee! Oh, I hope you were able to connect so much to that meditation and connect with your freedom and understand exactly what was going on in your activation, because we just got activated. Oh, celebration right now. We just got activated. Oh, Reverend Mariah's about to come in the house. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the divine stars that are here with us right now. I'm feeling the divine passion and the channeling that comes forth and all of spirit. Oh, how I wish every day was Tuesday at 1 to 3. Oh, how I wish Paranormal Playground Sounds was every day. Oh, thank you, spirit. We give great thanks to all of our loved ones. And thank you for listening and joining in to this beautiful meditation. Oh, I feel so good right now. I hope you all do. Woo! Please stay tuned for this magnificent, uplifting, wonderful show we have today. By the way, I gave up caffeine. It's been a week, and I am just feeling the connection. And I really want to thank my spirit team for helping me through that, because that was hard. That was hard giving up coffee. But you know what I realized? A lot of that anxieties and just unnecessary stuff, a lot of it does come from coffee. If you are a frequent drinker and you're experiencing a lot of issues, I think it would be a good idea to kind of put it down and maybe switch to tea. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling 100% better. 120% better. So be here. And that is, and I shared that because that is a part of sharing our authentic selves and going to our kingdoms and going to our castles. And going to our authentic selves is not just about connecting to it. It is about, okay, what do I have to let go of now in order to grow into that? And I realized that one of the things was, it's time to get caffeine free. Or at least wean. All right, we got a magical, 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 mystical playlist coming up for you. We got Don Juan with What's Your Name here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's your name? just can't wait when showbiz is a dirty word. Hope my time will come. Crackpot history. A marvelous lady, tell him by the ton. Crackpot history. And love, right to life. People lie, people hurt, like to read their Sunday dirt. So every jekyll needs a hide
to blame the business on.
Crackpot history.
We are back here on Paranormal Playground Sounds with the Boston Medium Mariah. Yes, 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 indeed. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me just do a recap just in case you want to know what songs those were. That was Dawn. First one was Dawn and Juan, What's Your Name? The Addicts with Runaway. Adam and the Ant with Crackpot History. The Beach Boys with All Summer Long. Dawn and Juan with Magic Wand. Hey, that rhymes! Dawn and Juan with Magic Wand. Oh my goodness. I was actually, I was in the studio. You couldn't see me, but I was dancing. I wish you guys could see what I was doing. I was just dancing away. I was just like, doo-doo-doo, dancing away. I was really having a dance party over here. And I got so fueled, basically, from that meditation. I'm wondering, you know, I'd be interested to know if anyone else got fueled by that meditation. By the way, if you are listening in, I wanted to always continuously announce that I am always looking for, hold on. I'm always looking for musicians who are in spiritual development and who would like to come on the show and be interviewed. I would love to talk to you about your spiritual practices, how you incorporate your spirituality and how it coexists with you and being an artist and a musician, because this is spirit, this is mediumship through sound and creativity. So, and this, and you would receive a live medium reading. You would receive, so also, so what comes with this, what we do here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you are a guest, you will perform something live acoustic. If you don't have acoustic, if you have backing tracks, we play backing tracks. If you just have songs on an MP3, we can play the songs on MP3, and you don't have to do any kind of live. You don't have to do anything, basically. You can, you know, within the interview, just being interviewed, you know, along with the guided along with the live reading, the medium reading. You don't have to do the live medium reading. So you get interviewed. You play live. Get interviewed, you know, mix that all in, and then by the end of the show we do a live medium reading for you. So please contact me either here or social media or my email. You can find me at Mariah the Boston Medium page, the Paranormal Playground Sounds on WMFO page, or contact me, Mariah Ashley PK, Boston Medium, Facebook. My email is palmtreeadaptation@ymail.com. And or go to my website, BostonSpiritMedium.com. And please contact me. I would just love to know and hear about your spirit, what's going on, your stories, your paranormal stories. It's so much fun. I have an absolute blast always, because when we have community and we have people, other people, it makes it, obviously, it just makes life so much more better. So I would love to hear from you. Okay, so let's go. I think, it's so funny. When I read these PSAs, it really makes me think about certain things. So, like, for instance, you know the PSAs where it's like, yeah, do not text and drive. Like, I don't own a car, but sometimes I drive. Sometimes, like, I borrow, like, my parents' car. And sometimes when I'm about to, like, text or something, I think about it and I was like, oh, yeah, why would I be ever texting and driving? I read these PSAs like constantly. So it's like, I think it's kind of cool, you know, how those things can just really get ingrained, because it's so important that we remember that stuff. So thanks, WMFO. Speaking of PSAs, I think we got one coming up. Dun, da-da-dun, da-da-dun, da-da-dun. Okay, I love it. It's like card shuffling. I love it. Okay, here we go. Alternative scouting. Okay, PSA. Here goes nothing. Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in New England region. The BEPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about the co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining and starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. Public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, as we are moving along, let's move along to our playlist. I'm really excited about this. I put this together, and I got a lot of new songs and compilations. And yes, you know, I play a lot of old stuff here. We got the Andrew Sisters. I love this song that's coming up. It's "Come On Along and Listen to the Lullaby of Broadway." I love singing it. It's so fun. Oh my goodness. Big Bopper, Al Green, The Business, The Chords, The Clash, Dorstay. I love it. Don't you love it? Oh my goodness. It's all good here. So stay tuned. 91.5 FM. I was about to go MFO. 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming in. Right at you here. Whoo.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi. The daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Baby cry the lullaby of old Broadway, the jump and jive and then swing-a-roo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, brip, brip, and everyone goes crazy. You rock goodbye your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep time, baby. Get a lot of sleep as time goes by. Goodbye, baby. Have a lot of fun in the night time. Get a lot of sleep in the day time. Good night, good night. Let's call it a day. Good night, good night, good night. Milkman's on his way.
Hello, baby.
Yeah,
this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling the walk and a giggling the talk. Like a big-eyed girl, and make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But,
oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like!
Let's stay together.
Hello, hello. This is the Boston Medium. We are back here. We are back and we are doing it live from the Paranormal Visions. Whoo! You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio and the Boston Medium. Every Tuesday, we are here from 1 to 3 p.m. Paranormal Playground Sounds. Whoo! Feeling that. I was definitely feeling some sort of way. So it's our... I'm just having too much fun over here, hanging out with spirits. Oh boy, something's stuck in my head. Yes, hanging out with, oh my God, ow, ow, ow. Things are poking me and I'm on Facebook Live, and because I'm gonna talk about the spiritual experience I had this week. What? Stop. Just stop, spirit. Stop. Stop doing this to me. So, I had a dream about Stanley Kubrick. And he literally he was like, yo, go rewatch 2001 Space Odyssey. So, I don't know if anyone's familiar. I saw that movie years. Like 15 years ago, like the last time I saw that movie. And so I watched the beginning. I am doing my homework. I didn't get through it because I had a lot to do this week, so I didn't get through it exactly, but I'm pretty sure there's some things in there that there's information that I need to understand about my journey. And I really wanted to go in about how for a while I've been able, so I talk to dead entertainers and I communicate with, yes, dead entertainers on the other side. And that's the other thing, a part of what makes this so magical. Because not only do I send messages through them, I create art and music. And that's something I've been doing for a while. So Stanley Kubrick and Robin Williams. Oh yes, and I will go into Robin Williams. His spirit came into my dreams as well. And I've actually created art and music, channeling their spirit and based off of their spirit and the influence of their spirit coming in. I've made a painting from Stanley Kubrick, and it's a painting of him mixed with Charlie Chaplin's spirit. I've hung that up at my most recent art show, and I'm gonna tell you this crazy story. So in the midst of all of that and getting messages from him, I wrote getting music inspired by Stanley Kubrick, because I'm a huge Stanley Kubrick fan. I'm a huge visual artist fan. So he's someone I've definitely been inspired by. So one time a truck was riding down the street near my parents' house where they used to live. And my sister, actually, she was walking down the street. And basically she told me all this when she got back. There was a big white truck that was going down the street. And in this big white truck that was going down the street, literally when the truck passed her, it threw out a binder. They threw a binder out the window. And it was like, what? So she tells me that they threw this binder out the window. She brings it to me. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And she's like, I don't know. This is for you. She is just like, I don't know what this is, but this is for you. I open up. I am not joking. So this is literally after I'm making music and I made my art about Stanley Kubrick. Literally, I open up the binder and it is it's someone's weird rough draft of some kind of screenplay. And on the first page, it says A Clockwork Orange, and talks about the scene of Alex coming in and circles. It's big circled A Clockwork Orange. And I'm like, what that? Is this some kind of joke? Literally, this is after I made my painting about Stanley Kubrick. And I was like, is this some kind of joke? And we were just We're still dumbfounded. We do have no explanation about what that was, except for the fact that that was his spirit. Literal communication, like, yep, I'm right here. So, basically, that was a really weird, weird...